All right, Mike Adams here with an emergency weekend update. We've got some new intel that ties together a lot of the pieces of this puzzle. So this brings in the raid on Mar-a-Lago, the corrupt FBI, also January 6th, as well as China's invasion plans of the United States and the United Nations. So let me just lay it out for you here. From what I'm being told, Trump is going to be charged under the Espionage Act. He's going to be charged with mishandling state secrets of some kind related to national security secrets or weaponization, like nuclear weapons or something like that, or nuclear material handling. Now, of course, it's all fabricated. Of course, what the FBI did is they went into Mar-a-Lago with a bogus warrant, secret warrant. They grabbed a bunch of boxes of stuff. They hauled it back to their little FBI cartel camp. And this whole thing was run by the same FBI agents, by the way, that tried to frame Trump for Russiagate and so on. Anyway, they're going to insert some, well, counterfeit evidence or fabricated documents into these boxes. And then they're going to say, oh my gosh, Trump had these documents. I mean, it's so obvious. And they're going to charge Trump, criminally charge him under the Espionage Act. And they're going to have rigged judges, rigged lawyers, rigged system. You know, this is one more attempt to take down Trump. But it's much more than that. They know that when they criminally charge Trump, they are antagonizing Trump supporters. And this is the second target. They want Trump supporters to rise up. They want them to take up arms. They want them to take up arms. They want an armed revolt. In fact, this may be the greater goal of arresting Trump. It's not just to take down Trump, but to provoke a mass armed uprising that will probably be augmented by the FBI itself, which of course runs almost all the domestic terrorism activities in America, like the so-called attempted kidnapping of Governor Whitmer in Michigan, a total FBI operation. You know, it goes back to 9/11, Waco, Oklahoma City, all FBI ops. 1993 attempted bombing of the World Trade Center. Everything you can imagine. It's all FBI. So the FBI is probably going to try to whip up a civil war. And then, I'm told, the federal government is going to feign weakness. They're going to pretend like they're getting clobbered by the armed, quote, patriot uprising, which again is just a massive false flag. So they're going to feign weakness and they're going to sacrifice some, I don't know, some government people to this uprising, this kind of contrived uprising. They'll have some high-profile assassinations or executions of swamp creatures. And then, based on that, they're going to call for United Nations intervention. And under the United Nations intervention, that's how Communist China is going to enter the United States under a UN label, under a, quote, peacekeeping mission. And those Chinese troops combined with domestic military under, frankly, military martial law, will attempt a nationwide gun confiscation, ordering all Americans to turn in their guns at gunpoint, of course. And they will be tracking down every gun owner, every concealed carry person, everyone who owns a suppressor, you know, any home address that they have, all the government records, everything, the FFL records, the ATF records, all that. They're going to compile one grand list of where everybody lives, and they're going to send essentially troops to your door to say, give us your guns or you will be arrested or perhaps executed right now. Give us your guns. Give us your guns. At gunpoint, they're going to say that. And if you refuse, they'll probably just shoot you right there, call you an insurrectionist. And under this program, then, this is how China is able to occupy the United States. Now, if they manage to disarm the people, then they, the swamp creatures, then they win. The globalists win. If they don't manage to disarm the people and the people fight back, then they can claim, well, look, these people are terrorists. They won't give up their guns, even though the law has been passed to, you know, ban the Second Amendment. And then they'll send UN troops to go kill you. And the reason they need China involved in this is because they know that despite their efforts to purge the United States military, they still haven't been able to get everybody out of the military who would refuse to fire upon fellow Americans. So they need foreign troops to fire upon the American people. They need foreign troops. And Chinese troops are perfect for that because Chinese troops have already been brainwashed to hate America, you know, to hate the American people. And Chinese troops will follow orders without question. They are absolutely obedient. Anybody who wasn't obedient has already been weeded out of that system for generations, by the way. So the Chinese troops will absolutely fire upon the American people. And that's how you're going to get a communist Chinese occupation and war and genocide against America carried out under the label of United Nations peacekeeping to try to keep the peace after Trump supporters, quote, started a civil war because they were unhappy about Trump being arrested for the Espionage Act violations. That's the scenario that they're trying to run right now. Now, will they succeed in every aspect of that? Or, you know, could it be altered? I think this is already an alteration of previous scenarios. They knew they were moving in this direction, but they didn't know exactly how they were going to be able to justify this. Well, they came up with a reason now, and that's claiming Trump has classified documents related to state secrets. And of course, you know, Bill Clinton gave state secrets to North Korea and China, and Barack Obama gave state secrets to Iran and other enemies of America. You know, Hillary Clinton did deals with Russia on Uranium One and all that. But none of that's going to count. The real criminals will go free. You know this. But Donald J. Trump will be called a criminal when he's actually fighting against this system. So the big question is, will they succeed? And also, I think one of the questions is, when does the shooting begin? Now, I hope there's no shooting, and I would urge all patriots to, you know, hold back. Do not fall for the escalation. And I know there's going to be arguments out there, people saying, well, at some point, you know, like if they rig the midterm elections, then what else option, what other option is there? I would just say, be very, very careful, because you might be emotionally manipulated by the system to try to provoke you into a violent reaction. And you need to resist that. You need to maintain your peace. Now, at the same time, I would urge Americans, do not give up your Second Amendment rights under any circumstances whatsoever, but also do not initiate any sort of violence, because that's going to be played against you. That's what they want. And you might think that, you know, theoretically, that you could fight the domestic government or military here in the United States. You might think that, but you can't fight 100 million Chinese troops, let me tell you. They can flood this country with literally 100 million Chinese troops. They can have a Chinese soldier, one soldier for every three Americans that are even alive today, including women and children and elderly. So you can't fight that. And do not give the globalists an excuse to bring in the Chinese and just run roughshod over the United States of America, killing everybody in sight and taking everybody's weapons and occupying and seizing this country, which is exactly what the Chinese want to do. Now, you know from previous interviews I've done with people like J.R. Nyquist and some of the whistleblowers out of China and Hong Kong that China is gearing up for a land invasion. And I know there's been a lot of skepticism about that. People saying, well, how could China get away with an invasion? You know, surely they would be stopped. Not if they're invited in by the United Nations and the White House is begging for China to come in as a peacekeeping mission, because they're pretending like the civil war is out of control and America is about to be lost to the, quote, insurrectionists, you see. So that's how China could be welcomed in. That's how this can take place in a format where there's no resistance to China landing PLA troops on the beaches of California, or even just coming right into the ports, just unloading in the ports. So keep your eyes peeled on this. Be very cautious. Watch out for any manipulations of your emotions. Do not fall for, I don't know, any provocations or invocations of anger. Just be cool. Keep your powder dry in a self-defense mode. Do not initiate violence, but be prepared. Be prepared for food shortages and everything else. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. and brighteon.com.